Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and as promised, he is Mike Miller. He's an assistant coach over at the University of Memphis. He joins us now. Coach Miller, what's going on, man?
What's going on, fellas? How you guys doing?
Everything is everything over here. Yeah, we got no complaints. So are you Penny's up in Philly? Are you just kind of in charge of everything? How's that work?
No, I'm just in my office doing my job. Actually sitting here with Alex Lomax watching a little film.
Okay, Alex Lomax in the film room, huh?
What's a film session like with Coach Miller? You point out all the flaws, you give him a little, hey, you did this well, how's it go with you? You hard on guys?
A little bit of both. Most importantly, just trying to get these guys to shoot the ball when they're open. I'm a shooter. I like shooting the ball.
Yeah. Yes. In terms of the job itself, now that practices have started and you're really getting to spend, you know, much more time with these guys, has it been what you hoped it would be? Has it been better? Like, just how has the job been, you know, now that you can really get into it, you know, full bore?
Oh, it's been good. I mean, that's what we took this job for, you know, talking about, you know, Coach Sam and obviously Penny and Matlock is the on-court stuff. It's why we took it. It's where we're most comfortable. It's our comfort zone and just getting on the court with these guys and hopefully sharing some knowledge that we can pass down some of the knowledge that we learned from some great coaches and progress with these guys.
Are you excited about it? Are you nervous about it? You know, you've got Kelvin Sampson today said, you know, up there that, you got to coach your team. The game's come. It's along those lines. How excited are you just to get out there and to tip the ball off as a coach?
Oh, excited. I mean, for us, it's almost like being the player. As a coach, you'd like to have a little more practice time than when you're playing. You just wanted to play games. But for us, it's exciting. We want to play games. We want to be a part of it. The adrenaline starts going. It's excitement, the competition. Just being a part of something and getting these games going to see what we need to work on and what's working. And, you know, we're playing against each other a lot in practice. Each team knows the plays. So you just want to see what's going to be working and what's not so you can make those adjustments.
Do you find out pretty early on, like, what the strengths are, what the weaknesses are, or are these things that you have to almost wait for, you know, for game time to understand? Or are you seeing that now?
You start seeing, as far as players, you start seeing individual strengths and weaknesses and where we want to use them. And how, our job is obviously put them in the best position to succeed. So we see that. The tough thing is now we're on week two or three, and you're scrimmaging every day against the same players. You see these guys every day. They know your plays. You know their plays. You just want to go out and play against someone else that doesn't have the scouting report yet and to see what's going to work and see the stuff that we put the position that we put these guys in will actually work in game time situations.
You know, a lot of people, Coach, have said that this team will be heavily reliant on freshmen. I'll ask that question this way. How reliant will this team be on guys like Jeremiah Martin, who was just first team named first team all preseason all AAC, Mike Parks, Keevan Davenport? How reliant will this team be on those guys?
Well, our freshmen obviously are going to have to be big for us, but if we really are serious about winning and competing we're at the level that we want to and everyone expects, it's going to have to be from the guys who have been here before. So Jeremiah, Mike Park, Keevan, those guys are going to have to obviously be really, really good for us. It just for us, if those guys are our leaders and do those things, it will really, really help our young guys. Our young guys are very, very talented, and they've caught on really, really fast, which is exciting. But, you know, for us to be successful, it's going to take everybody. It's not going to be young guys. It's not going to be old guys. It's going to be a collection from everybody.
How many times have you already found yourself starting sentences with, back in my day? Like, do these guys like make you feel old, or do you still feel like, you know, one of the guys?
I feel like one of the guys still, but I do have to stay away from back in my day. You know, I never. It was, you know, it's funny how that happened and becomes part of it, because when we were playing, you know, coaches would say that to you, and you're like, yeah, I suppose you walked up to school both uphill both ways, didn't you? You know, so I try to stay away from that part of it. Now it's more of, you know, just teaching these kids, you know, where they, you know, what are the things they need to work on, how it is to be, you know, to be professional, to train, and make sure you guys are, you know, ready for games and practices and things like that.
How rewarding has that part of it been for you? Because I know that's, you know, and I've talked to you, we've done a story over on The Athletic sort of about you getting into coaching, and you kind of said, you know, to me then, I got into this because I want to help and I want to teach kids, and you haven't coached a game yet, but you're already, you're hands-on. So how rewarding has that piece of it been, just being around these guys every day?
Very rewarding. I enjoy every time we step on the court, because not only do I learn something new, but I hope they learn something new. You know, it's like anything else. I'm learning through the process just like them, because every kid's different. Every kid learns different. You know, there's trigger words from everybody. Some people, you know, you have to yell and scream at. Some people don't take that very well. So I'm learning just like they're learning. And to me, that's fun. Whenever you're in a process where you can get better, doesn't matter at what level, coaching, playing, whatever it is, I enjoy that part of it. So just being able to get on the court with these guys, see how excited they are, you know, it's one of those things where the expectations are really, really high for this team right now. So we got to put that much more work in to make sure we match those.
Coach, I'm going to ask you about one of the shooters on the team, David Wingett. I'm personally intrigued by his story and sort of what he's come through. And he was telling John and I just about how tough it is to get off the reservation. And speaking of the Winnebago reservation, how there's, you know, there's traps and pitfalls, man. Kind of like the hood, kind of like what we're used to with, you know, guys like Markell Crawford, Joe, you know, Joe Jackson, guys that come up in tough homes and manage to get out. I got the feeling, you tell me if I'm right, maybe you can speak to it, that David is a kid who's come through a lot already.
Yeah, oh, for sure, and comes from a great family. But, you know, the reservations, obviously, is not too far from where I grew up. We played a lot against a lot of reservation basketball. Res basketball is, it's, you know, basketball is a lot of what they have, and they live and die for it. So, you know, it's very, you know, for him just to get out, to be at a Division I level, to be a team like this, be a part of this, it's been great for him. It's been great for his family. I'm just excited for him because he's definitely putting himself in a position to succeed, you know, whether it's basketball or anything. That's the most important thing. He's put himself in a great spot moving forward.
I mean, we obviously, you know, he won the 3-point contest. I mean, it seems like guys who can shoot the way that he can, I mean, there's going to be a role for him in year one.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously shooting is a premium, and it's at every level now. If you watch, you know, third grade basketball, shooting the premium. So every level from high school to college to NBA, shooting the premium. You can't get enough shooters. You know, spacing on the floor is a premium. Is all that stuff is so valuable. So anytime you can find a shooter at his level, it's big for you.
We are, of course, talking to Mike Miller. He's an assistant coach over at the University of Memphis. Penny is obviously in Philadelphia for AAC Media Day. The preseason poll came out. You guys were picked to finish fourth in the league. And I'm just curious, as a guy, this is your first venture into college coaching. Were you even aware of that? Did you know it was coming? Like, what do you make of the preseason poll, and how much does it matter to you?
You know, obviously it's more for the kids. I didn't know anything about it really. And you know, for us as a staff and hopefully as a kid, it shouldn't matter. Our job now is to go out and play, because at the end of the day, preseason All-American, preseason poll for preseason first team, you still got to go out and do it. You know, I've been a part of a lot of people, even in the league, where, you know, they're expected to win the Eastern Conference, whatever. It doesn't matter. You got to go out and do it. And so for us, you know, fourth is, you know, what people think we're going to be. Then we got to go out and do our job. I mean, obviously we're going to have goals for ourselves, and, you know, we're going to do the best we can.
What is this going to look like, Mike? And I know we'll get a better idea of that when you start playing your exhibitions. But there are people out there that are wondering, hey, what are Penny and Mike going to run? What's that going to look like? Just can you give us I'm not asking you to pull out the coaching book and tell us all your secrets, but an idea of what this team will look like on the floor and what you'll be running.
I think, for us, we go in with an idea of how we want to play, and Coach has done a great job of that. And you paint a beautiful picture of how you'd like to play, but you have to make adjustments. Mm-hmm. It took us a minute to find out what we have. It took us a minute to find out the strengths and weaknesses of each player. To me, coaching is not, a style or a system. It's personnel driven. And so for us, we have to understand our personnel before we can identify a style.
Sure.
And so we went in with an idea of playing one way, and I think Coach still wants to play that way, obviously. But we've had to make tweaks to it, and he's done a great job of that. So every day in practice, we're making adjustments on how we want to play, what we need to do to put our kids in the best position to be successful. That's our most important thing. And, obviously we're competitive. We want to win a ton of games, but we want these kids to be successful. And so, for us, it's identifying where can we put kids so that they feel the most comfortable, mm-hmm. But at the same time makes our offense and our defense work together.
Jeremiah Martin is a preseason first-team guy in the conference. He's a senior there. What's it been like just being around him and just knowing everything he brings to the floor?
Well, it's been good to have him healthy. When we first got here, he was obviously coming back from the foot, and then he ended up having another surgery, so it's good just to have him healthy. And, it's huge for us to have a guy who's been here and who understands the pain of losing. I think the one thing about a lot of these young kids that are coming in, they're so accustomed to winning. They don't realize, at this level, things get a little more difficult. But, Jeremiah has been great for our guys because, he's been here and hasn't made the tournament and wants to make the tournament and understands how hard the league is, even if it doesn't get credit sometimes. So, that alone is big because, for us coaches, what you don't want to be is the one that's always – the coaches don't want to be the ones always talking, because at some point they're going to turn a deaf ear to us. So we're going to need our leaders and we're going to need our players to be that vocal and to hold each other accountable and to live on their past experiences. And so he's been really, really good for us on that end.
Coach, I know going out in July and seeing all these kids, right, and going to all the events and how that gets, you've got those periods to do that and it's work. This recruiting side of it, though, and waiting on guys to commit and wanting them right now, is that part still fun? Is it tense? Is it what you thought it would be? Tell me about the recruiting side of things.
Obviously, that's fun. I enjoy that part too. Obviously, the basketball is where I really, really mm-hmm. get excited. But the recruiting's fun too, because at the end of the day, in order to help a kid, you got to know who the kid is. You got to know who his family is. And for me, that process, and one of the biggest reasons I took this job and Coach Penny took this job, is because you want to take a kid from a 16, 17, 18-year-old and turn him to where you're sitting, potentially sitting in a green room with him and watch him, live his dreams out. And, that doesn't just happen overnight. And so it takes time. It takes effort. And so the recruiting, knowing people's families was is part of the process, and I enjoy the process.
Couple NBA things, Mike, I want to get to with you. LeBron James, obviously, has been in the NBA Finals for 8 straight years. You've been a part of those runs. Does he extend that streak to 9? You want to say yes. You almost said yes.
I want to say yes, but I can't even do it. I mean, he knows I love him, and I just don't see at this stage, unless a trade happens or things happen, there's too much they have too many young pieces right now to go into a place like Golden State and do that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how good one player is. You need, and it's good. It doesn't matter how talented those young kids are in LA. You need experience. You need guys that, when they go on a 10, 12, 14-0 run in the Oracle Arena, in game 2, that you guys can bounce back and know what it takes. You know, we had a lot of experience and good talented basketball players in Miami when we first got it, and we still had to have adjustment periods. So that team's definitely going to have its adjustments. So as it sits right now, I just don't see it. I don't see how it would be possible.
What if Bron calls, Coach, and says, we need a veteran shooter? I need you. I need you, Mike. What's going to happen then?
I appreciate that question.
Yes, yeah, there's no wrong answer here, Coach.
Next question.
Yeah. Hey, have you ever been a part of? I mean, because you mentioned the young kids on that team. They also have JaVale McGee. They also have Rajon Rondo. They also have Lance Stevenson. Like, this feels like there's a potential there for it to like blow up. Have you ever been a part of a team with characters like that?
It won't blow up, right. And because it's very similar. We just talked about with having Jeremiah here. Whoever your leader is, and Bron's the best leader in the business, he won't allow it. Mm-hmm. And Magic Johnson obviously has been on a ton of championship teams, understands what the culture needs to be and pieces like that. They're building that culture now, very similar to what we're trying to do with our team here, building that championship culture. They're going to eke out any problems that happen. And when you build that culture and you do it the right way, like I said, very similar to what we're trying to do here, the guys that go away from it stick out like sore thumbs. And it makes it easy to start weeding those guys out. And so that'll with Magic obviously there and LeBron there and Luke Walton, those guys there, those things they have such a small and a short leash that it never gets carried away. So that won't be their problem. That will never be their problem going forward as long as LeBron and Magic Johnson there.
Coach, we know you're grinding. We appreciate the time as always.
Thank you for this, Coach.
Fellas, I appreciate it.
Yep. He is Mike Miller, University of Memphis assistant coach. Always enjoy catching up with Mike Miller. They're busy over there.
Hey, you got Alex Lomax in there watching film. It's awfully nice. He can cut out some time for us in the middle of it.
No doubt about it. We definitely do appreciate that. You're trying to get a headline, and I don't appreciate that.
I was not trying to get a headline, dude. This is just a follow-up question.
No, he can't say. I mean, of course he wouldn't go. Of course,
but I can't be having any Luke Waltons now for half the year.
He can't publicly say. I mean, he calls LeBron twice a day and says thank you. You know what I mean? He can't just say no publicly on the air.
Well, I thought maybe he'd be ready to say no. I'm putting down my shooting stroke. I'm done.
I don't know if a guy like Mike is ever like ready to say that. You know what I mean? It's probably a hard thing to come to grips with.
I really wasn't trying to put him on the spot. He hasn't
even sent his retirement paperwork in yet. You know, so like I just don't think that's something that he's super excited to.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. I'd forgotten he hadn't sent in the retirement paperwork. It was really a joke question, but he took it really seriously.
Well, no, I don't. I think
both of y'all did.
I think he was joking back. I thought that's how I felt it. Yeah,
I can't lose Mike midseason now.
You ain't got to worry.
LeBron could use him. Memphis needs him.
Who, LeBron?
I know LeBron could use him now. They need to know how many shooters they got over there.
I don't think not many.
Not many. They reconstructed ball shot.
Yep. All right, we'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.